This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Both the United States and Iran are signaling they're stepping back after Tehran's missile strikes on Iraqi bases housing American forces. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The attacks followed America's killing of Iran's top general, a sequence that put the two nations closer to the brink of war. But President Trump says Iran appears to be standing down, and he's indicating there will be no U.S. military retaliation. Instead,
the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime.
And says they'll remain until Iran changes its behavior. In a White House address, the president says the nation should be happy and grateful the missile strikes did not kill any Americans or Iraqis, in part crediting an early warning system he says worked very well. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The black boxes have been recovered from a Ukrainian airliner that crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran Airport, killing all 176 people on board. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
The Boeing 737 came down early on Wednesday, shortly after takeoff from Tehran, en route to the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Its carrier, Ukraine International Airlines, said the plane was only 3 years old and was last serviced just 2 days ago. This aviation disaster came on the same night Iran launched missiles at bases housing U.S. forces in Iraq in retaliation for a U.S. drone strike last week that killed an Iranian military commander. Iranian media quoted a local aviation official as saying the pilot did not declare an emergency. Among the dead are 82 people from Iran, 63 Canadians, 11 from Ukraine, 10 Swedes, 3 Germans, and 3 Britons.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.